have the balls to say things that nobody else has the balls to say.
It's the 434 podcast with the Box and the Pow.
Do I have everybody's attention now?
Welcome everybody to episode 9 of the 434 podcast. Ring-a-ling, ding-a-ting.
Somebody owes someone a carton of beers.
I'm the Box. I'm the Box, Brenton Cooper. We've got the Pow next to me, Chris Pow. Say hi, Pow.
How you doing?
And we've got an old favourite back, as we should we say. The Chow has made his return. Say hi, Chow.
What's up?
He's so happy to be here. We also, too, have another special guest, the second female to have her presence on the 434 podcast. It is hashtag the Better Bella. Ash, say hi.
Hey, guys.
Okay. Let's start off with a bit of a dedication.
Ooh.
It's been a very sad week.
What happened?
In WWE. My heart melted.
Why?
It really did.
It's not funny.
It was fucking sad, all right?
It was a bit sad.
It was tragic.
We found out Sting isn't coming back.
Well, yeah, there's that.
That's what we said.
But the truth, Seth Rollins and his injury.
It's been a long day.
I miss you already.
Without you, my friend. And I'll tell you all about it when I see you
again. Yeah, we'll see you again in about 6 to 9 months. Yeah, he blew out his knee, he fucked up his ACL, MCL and his meniscus at a live show, which I think was ridiculous. This shouldn't have really been
simple
performing.
Move. It's,
live.
It's a simple move,
but yeah, it kind of fucked him up. So he's had to relinquish the title. He's the best heel.
How about, player of the year, vacant? He's now two champions of two different companies. He's currently the TNA world champion, now he's the WWE world champion.
That's a first.
Undisputed.
How do you feel about it?
Cross promotional champion.
How do you
know he's going to be the champion in TNA?
Who?
Karma. Bloody.
Oh my god.
What's her name? Awesome Kong. She's going to be champion.
No.
Yeah. She's going to be champion, I'm telling you, man.
Hashtag Divas Revolution.
Well, they've got nothing to lose. They've already run out of.
Yeah, but no
they got no one else to put it on.
Well, everyone's left.
Everyone fucking bails. Like,
well, no one cares about Tina anyway, so.
No one's going to watch it, so they're like, fuck it, do it.
Are you sad, sad, Ash, that that's Rollins got injured? Or are you happy?
No, I am sad, actually. Yeah, I think he was a really good heel, even though I'm a big Cena fan.
The biggest Cena fan.
Yes, I still appreciate, you know, the other wrestlers. But, yeah, no, I definitely don't know who will fill the top heel spot
void.
Now. Yeah,
yeah, it's going to be tough. I don't know how I'm going to cope. I need some more Seth Rollins shirts.
Nah.
I need to buy some more. I'm having withdrawals already. The first Raw, with 200-something days without him there. Oh, it just wasn't the same.
Oh, dude, it's the best thing to happen to the company.
Mm. It sucks that he's gone out with an injury, but it's also
the comeback
really good.
Is going to be freaking huge.
Yeah, definitely.
The comeback is going to be freaking
huge. You love your comebacks. You love
your comebacks. You love
your comeback, don't you?
Sorry, I cut you off. I did it again. See, I learnt nothing.
I know.
When I talk, he starts talking as well.
Yes. All right, let's kick off.
Yes, we miss it, and we miss good old Seth Rollins.
Yeah.
Good old Sting. I miss Sting.
You miss Sting. You know, a year ago, he came and helped Ziggler.
A year ago, Survivor Series.
Yeah, I remember that. And
that was a thing back then.
Yeah, and then they just didn't push it off.
What happened to Dolph?
Just back to the middle of the card.
All right, let's kick off Monday Night Raw recap, eh?
Why? Guess we have to.
Fuck yeah!
That was better times.
That was a lot better.
Better times.
All right.
Brings back memories.
Live from Manchester, England. Obviously, it was 1 o'clock in the morning over here when they had actually started recording it or something, because it was like first thing in the morning when he woke up, Raw had already finished. Did you not see that?
Yeah. They played it delayed on Foxtel here. They played it.
Mm.
Yeah.
They had it at the same time, but it wasn't live.
And people were getting shitty at us because we posted spoilers on Raw because they hadn't watched it yet.
Everyone
posted. How's that up for?
I know. We're going to report the page.
Everyone posted spoilers.
Anyways, Triple H starts off the show, talks about how great Seth Rollins was as the champion, which he was. And
the crowd were loving Triple H, and they were to talk about Seth.
Mm, there was a lot of pro Seth in the arena in the evening. Roman Reigns gets introduced, and Chris's favourite.
Oh my god.
And Trips talks about...
How terrible was that promo?
It was pretty bad.
It was so predictable.
What one?
The one with Reigns.
I liked it.
He sucks.
I liked it.
I hated it.
Oh, I just...
Triple H is awesome. The crowd were awesome.
Yeah.
Then Reigns sucked.
But you let... You know, Reigns didn't say much, which is what you want.
Because he didn't know what to say. He was confused. He even wiped his head because he was confused.
It was part of the story.
No, he was confused.
Or you think he was just lost and just forgot what
he
said?
He was like, oh, what's my part?
Keep going, I forgot.
Yeah.
What did
talk
you...
more, let me remember.
What did you think, Ash, on the first segment?
Just thought it was predictable. As soon as it started, I thought, oh, Roman's going to... I worked my way up and blah, blah, blah. Could just tell how it was going to go. Mm.
Yeah.
Did you think he was going to take the title?
Why did that...
No way.
That would have been cool.
I don't
know. Storyline telling would have been awesome if you did.
just trolled
something
everybody.
Happened.
You want me to be the champion? Damned! Okay, baby girl. That would have been perfect.
I hate that so much, man.
That's what he does.
Looks ridiculous.
I see so much of John Cena, though, in Roman Reigns.
I see none of John Cena in Roman Reigns.
Right, do you compare with the like, tattoos and the dark skin?
What I mean is the mentality. Is the same sort of like.
Cena's better.
Well, obviously, Cena's better. Shut up.
Sting is better.
But the same sort of mentality of how he's like, no, I'm going to do it to my way and the hard way, whatever. I'm not going to take the easy way out. Same as what Cena has basically done. He's never had a handout or anything like that at all. So, he turns it down and Roman ends up in a match with the Big Slow.
And then the crowd went flat.
flat as Big Show's career, actually.
Ooh.
Please retire.
It's not his fault.
It's not his fault.
The dude's injured. Leave him alone.
He's turned face and heel how many times now? 1.4 million?
I believe the answer is 434 times.
I like what you did there.
Just this year.
Just this year. It's the first matchup in the... Deadly Game Tournament match. Roman Reigns versus Big Show. Roman wins lol. That pretty much sums it up. What do you think of the match?
Is that his finishing move? The lol.
The lol.
The lol punch.
Yeah,
it was boring. I don't like Big Show matches. And then, obviously, Roman was going to win.
Mm.
So.
Why don't you like him?
I just think they're just boring. There's no... It's just so slow all the time.
Did you ever watch much of him?
I've kind of watched, like, on the network gone back, but I haven't really watched heaps.
Yeah.
It's just more, like, later stuff, obviously, I've watched.
Because he was good back in the day, like, some of the stuff he could do was freakish.
Yeah.
Like, and he was ripped and he was jacked. Like, he didn't, yeah, he was huge. And he wore little tights, like, underpants.
Oh, we're talking the
Big
Giant.
Show, like, back in
back
the day.
Back in the Giant days.
WCW?
No, I'm talking like even when he was tag teaming with Taker, right? And they had this match. It was a Buried Alive tag team match.
That was
on SmackDown,
and it was wicked.
It's on SmackDown.
Yeah, yeah. And then
that was freaking amazing. It was like against
Triple H hit Big Show with a shovel in the back of the head, and he just slid down. And then
let's hold that for a moment. Do you believe we saw a Buried Alive match on SmackDown?
Yeah, and it was a tag team match.
No, it was against
Holla.
It was against.
It was
Mankind.
Undertaker, Big Show.
Versus
Mankind and Stone Cold.
Was it Mankind and Stone Cold?
But didn't Triple H come out with a...
Trips probably came
Triple H
out.
Triple H came out.
With a shovel.
And he...
Because he was JX still.
And he hit Big Show with the shovel and knocked him out.
That's right.
With the shovel.
That's when Big Show... Yeah.
That's how we started burying
And then they buried Mankind with the shovel. And then it didn't... Yeah, and then Triple H just stormed off as a winner.
Isn't that Triple H's favourite match, Buried Alive? Because he buries talent.
He doesn't bury anyone.
Well, we can talk about CM Punk, but we won't go there.
Ooh. Oh, yeah, but that's
Punk's word against... CM Punk's bad attitude and he's skinny fat, let's be honest.
Yep. Yet we call ourselves the 434, go figure.
The longest reigning...
champion.
Leave Punk alone.
Hashtag, leave Punk alone!
Yeah.
Kevin Owens versus Titus O'Neil. Hurrah, hurrah! Second match for the tournament. Awesome new shirt by Kevin Owens, by the way. Definitely looking at that on WWE.com.
It's a pretty good match.
Mm. Yeah, it wasn't too bad.
I like how Owens can, no matter who it is, he'll get the pop-up powerbomb and he'll do it to anyone.
Yeah.
I like how he said to Titus, you're not on my level.
Which is true.
Yeah.
No.
Why was Titus even in the match?
Titus looks funny, man. Anyway, he just looks odd.
Looks lanky and too big.
Yeah, and his booty's huge. Like, he just looks out of place.
Hashtag booty.
And he doesn't wear, like, pad dog.
I feel like he's Dr. Zoidberg. I don't know why, but... What? The way he walks...
Oh, Fry, want to play clip clock.
That's what I picture when I see him. He just looks out, yeah.
Zoidberg.
So bad.
Have you seen when they go... And he washes his skin, hangs it up, and he just puts a shell back on.
So Titus Zoidberg O'Neil. Yeah, so obviously Owens wins that one. That was good. I enjoyed that match just purely because of Owens winning.
Anything
his promo beforehand was pretty good too.
Was that the pockets?
That's right,
I have pockets.
My wrestling gear has pockets.
That's how awesome I am.
I like how he's feeding it to the crowd and they're buying him what he was saying and then he, like, at the end flipped it on him.
Yeah, it's awesome. Then
Kevin Owens is best for business.
When he yells at Cole. I love that. Mm. Every time.
He's calling the match.
Yeah. Cole, are you watching?
And then he always gets that move?
And he always gets slapped every time he says it. I love it.
And then he took JBL's hat.
That was funny. So after that match, we get a backstage segment... And all I gotta say is thank God for a push-up bra. Goddamn, Paige. Hey, what were you thinking?
No, I was what she said.
She was looking at the boobs as well.
What she said.
It was a good promo.
What
like,
did she say?
The whole the B and the C.
Yeah, I've actually written it down. Yeah. It said she's tonight. I'm gonna take out the B in PCB, and then at Survivor Series, I'm gonna take out the C. And then she walks off.
Oh,
burn.
That was good.
That's not PG.
Yeah, that's what I wrote. That's not PG capitals. Yeah, her boobs are getting bigger, I swear, each Raw. They get bigger and bigger.
I'm cool, man.
They look amazing now. Yeah.
We all love boobs.
I love boobs. I think I'm a boob man.
My titties are looking
Do you like boobs, Ash?
What about you, Ash? Are you a boob or an ass man?
I'm an ass man.
Dude.
Ass man. All right. You're going to listen to this later and go, what the fuck did I
get? Are you a boob girl?
Boobs, yeah.
Boobs are...
I'm a tits and ass man. I'm a tits and ass man. Oh, wow.
That just reminds me, did you guys see Billy Gunn hitting his finisher on... I think it was a Corbin?
I think so, yeah. The NXT
Yeah, that was live pretty show, cool. Yeah.
At the live event.
That was famous. Cool.
That's
yeah.
how it's supposed to be done.
Yeah, no.
Obviously, because it was his finisher. The next match was Becky Lynch versus Paige, and...
How good did Becky Lynch look?
Mm.
Glad she changed her attire. She looked good.
Yeah. She won, surprisingly.
Yeah.
She actually pulled the win out. She did the old pull tights up.
That was a sloppy ending, though.
It was a sloppy ending.
I was happy with singles, though. So sick of the teams.
Yeah. It's about time.
Yeah, I love Becky, man.
Ratchet.
What does that mean?
I don't know. Power, can you show some insight on that?
Show your gangster side. What does that mean? What does ratchet mean? Does it mean like dog shit?
It just means basically hood girl fucking around in the hood.
Oh. I thought it was like Ratchet and Clank or something.
No. it's basically calling the girl who's in the hood like a slut, and that's why when the crowd would be like, to Sasha Banks, you're so ratchet.
And the other side says,
Side of the crowd would be like, no, she's not.
I thought they were calling her rat shit. I'm like, what?
That's what she thought.
Yeah.
She's like, rat shit.
She's rich and famous. Who gives a shit?
The only highlight I've got to talk about the next match is the fact that Ziggler looks more like an 80s rock star every week with the headband and the denim jacket and whatnot. He took on Miz and the two Cleveland boys went at it. It was, as you can hear from my excitement, it was so fun. It was fantastic.
I love the Miz, man. I like him better than Dolph.
I was going to say, I wanted the Miz to win.
I like Miz better than Dolph.
Give me some upsets in this tournament. I mean, we do have that on SmackDown.
Remember when he headlined WrestleMania? Yeah. Do you remember that?
Remember how awesome that was?
Yeah.
Do you remember that big main event with the Miz and John Cena?
Really?
At WrestleMania?
When did he beat John Cena?
What?
What did CM Punk do at WrestleMania? Oh, wait, he didn't? He didn't headline? Oh.
What? Again?
Do you remember that time Dolph Ziggler went to WrestleMania? Oh, wait, he didn't do it either. How good is The Miz?
You know who did go to WrestleMania? Sting.
Yeah, Sting went to WrestleMania.
Sting went to WrestleMania.
But what happened?
He got hit in the head with a sledgehammer. And then he shook, the fucker's hand. What the
that
shit?
That dude was concussed.
He got knocked the fuck out, man. So he made a sledgehammer. I'm not going to fucking shake his hand over.
That made no sense, but that's what happened.
That was ridiculous.
Ridiculous.
Yeah. It was ridiculous.
What did you think of the match between The Miz and...
Oh, I thought you were sticking to it. What did you think of that all the way back in...
No. WrestleMania.
It was average.
WrestleMania.
Let's not lean on the table, because you can hear the creaking.
Yeah.
Oh, you're only talking to me.
No. I was leaning on it too. Like...
Right.
Ooh, yeah, it's
fucking. I've just learned to avoid it.
Yeah. Your fucking table. Get off it. This is what happens when we move to your house to do it. My house is just hot.
How cool is my house right now, guys?
Why couldn't we do it at your house?
Oh, I was supposed to have too many people, but then those people kind of bailed, so we could have.
So there's no one in your house at all.
Like, there's no point changing the podcast now. Chris is so excited it's his last one. Let's do it at his.
Oh, okay.
I already kicked my house. I already kicked my housemates out for tonight's podcast.
So. Yeah, so they would have been pissed.
Yeah.
back to Raw. The Mex Americans come out.
The Mex Americans.
I'm gonna be honest. Since Del Rio's come back, I've fast forwarded every segment he's been in. Yep. He's the same boring piece of shit that he was a year ago.
When I see him, I just want Ricardo back. That's what I think.
Alberto
Del Rio!
And it looks like he's actually struggling to hit the O at the end, and he's panting and has to wipe his face.
Because he's unfit.
Yeah. Too many burgers.
I don't like the whole Mex America, Zeb Coulter bullshit.
Yeah, why do they bring back Zeb and not that guy?
No idea.
I want Jack Swagger to just come and beat the shit out of Del Rio now.
I want him to come back as like biker.
I want him to just dress like Dean Ambrose.
Biker,
big hoss. Jack Swagger.
He would look good on a motorbike.
Chuck Palumbo style. Come out on the big.
Palumbo was good.
He should totally do like a Sons of Anarchy shit, like, you know.
Oh, he grew a massive beard. Oh, he's got one, didn't he?
Yeah. Oh, wait, did you shave it?
Like Opie.
No.
From Sons of Anarchy.
Opie, yeah.
He doesn't have a really big one.
That's what he should do, man.
He should just be like a biker now.
And just beat the piss
out
of him.
And then he should get other jobbers and be bikers. Oh.
And they can call them the Aces and Sevens.
They can be the 4-3-4s.
The 4-3-4s.
Oh, far out.
Wow.
Do you know, honestly, let's put Swagger on a motorbike.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
The dude's a beast. He's
why
like,
not? He's got nothing else going for him. Take him on a bike.
She's like, I'm just here to talk about Nikki Bella and John Cena. When you're ready.
yeah, I agree with you.
Because he's like 6'7". He's a big dude. He can wrestle. I reckon.
Yeah, but
there's something in there. Because he looked pretty like calm, cool, and collective in his bikey gear.
Mm.
Everyone noticed. Everyone's like, whoa, this is a different Jack Swagger.
I like it. I hopefully they actually use him and do it properly.
A new gimmick.
He wants to be
a Jack Taylor from Sons of Anarchy.
Yeah, we'll build him up to have a bit more credentials coming to, you know, wrestling wise, instead of just being that typical same old jobber that everyone seems to forget that he's world heavyweight title.
And the fact is, we know that he can wrestle. He's one of the best because he's done it for so long. Mm. And he was a wrestling champion.
Didn't he get in trouble for the 420?
Yeah, but that was against Alberto Del Rio in WrestleMania a couple of WrestleManias ago.
Yeah, but see, I reckon he does that. Comes out with a chain on a bike and just beats the piss out of people.
I've already thought of how he can get his heat being like legitimate. Okay, so Big Show's injured right now, right? He's got a busted knee. Don't know if you guys realise. Have a couple of weeks of, you know, Jack Swagger backstage, pissed off, angry, whatever. He's got a chain. Have the authority go, oh, you haven't done anything good for like 3-4 years, whatever it's been. You want to show me you're good, go to the ring and do something. And they say Big Show's having a match, he just comes out with the chain, beats the crap out of Big Show, and breaks his leg. Big Show's already injured. You write Big Show off, and Jack looks good. No one likes that?
He's starting to get his
crickets
face.
Are sounding in my ears right
now.
I like mean, that. It was, but how about someone? He's got to take someone out. One of the Big Show.
Someone more impressive.
Big Show's impressive. He's a big dude. He's already got a fucked leg. Let's just take him out completely.
No.
And then we write Big Show off TV, which is a win-win.
Why don't you do it to someone like, someone important, like Christian?
You can close your eyes.
You can close your eyes.
We're getting off topic.
Why?
Hashtag we'll get to that.
Yeah, let's talk to Christian. Bring him up now. Hey man, what's up?
It's Jason Riso, man.
Let's get him on the show.
What do they call him on the podcast? He's like, you have to call me Captain.
Captain Awesome. Was it?
Was it Captain Charisma?
Captain Charisma.
No, on the Star Wars.
Or the Captain.
The Captain. The Captain.
I'll call you a dumb son of a bitch. The only thing I really liked about the Mex America segment was the crowd when they started chanting, "Who are ya? Who are ya?" That was fucking hilarious. Yeah. I enjoyed that.
They do that. Twice.
I love the Brits, especially when they're chanting.
Imagine the Aussie crowd doing it.
Wanker.
You're a wanker.
I started one of those.
I've seen that done. They did it to Rene Dupree here in Perth, and he was like, "What is this? What is a wanker?" Yeah. He's French.
You know the funny thing about that chow is the fact that I started that chow. I was there for that, man.
Really?
I was. There was three of us guys.
He started it in his section.
I started it in his section, and it just fucking went everywhere.
Wow.
Yeah, I was there for that match.
It was funny.
It was hilarious. That was the time Cena won his first title reign against JBL. That was a WrestleMania tour. Back in when it was 10 years ago.
05.
Yeah.
Wow.
That was a long time ago.
I'm old, man.
Old as shit.
I'm 24, man. Damn.
24?
Yeah.
You old?
You're 30, aren't you? How old are you, 30?
29, nearly.
Oh, Jesus.
I'm old as
You're
shit.
You're getting on your
damn, you old nigga.
Ash is 19.
I'm 19 in December.
I'm only 19. Oh, she's 18. Okay, going after the next...
Oh, she's 18. Ooh, how you doing?
The second Divas match that came on, Natalia versus Naomi, and I'm glad to see Natty back. Actually,
I'm glad to see two Divas matches.
Natty looked hot, man.
Natty is very, very delicious. I like her new outfit. It's a bit more revealing.
She's very delicious.
Yes.
She's
although
delicious.
When Team Bad come out, there's a lot of boos for Natalia because obviously Sasha's there. And she even gets more boos when Natty puts Sasha in the sharpshooter. I'll get it right.
The sharpshooter.
Yeah, man, the sharpshooter. I'm Arnie. I don't know where that comes from. I'm heavily medicated right now from the shoulder.
Why?
Injury.
What is wrong with you? Is that still a thing?
Yeah.
Calm the fuck up.
It's still sore, man.
Do a Cena. Come back already.
Come back.
My scar is better than yours.
That is the word of the night. Come back.
Come back, yeah.
Come back.
Just come back
you
everywhere.
Just hit, you just hit triangle and you get the comeback.
Do you like the comeback, Ash?
I like Cena's comeback at Royal Rumble.
Yeah, you do.
Okay. The next match. Oh, yeah. Natalia won that match. I've kind of missed you a little
so
bit.
So many innuendos. I love it. See, I did it again.
Cena's
innuendo.
Yeah, yeah, get it.
Sheamus versus Cesaro.
Everyone loves a Cena comeback.
Barrett at ringside and Wayne Rooney and him have their little lover's tip.
That really trended all over social media.
Because
so many news sites. Because
it was in Manchester.
No, it's not that. It's
Wayne Rooney.
It's Wayne Rooney.
Yeah.
And the fact is, Rooney, because I'm a Manchester United fan, right? The fact is, he's done nothing for United for the last 10 games. He's been in terrible form. He's going to get dropped by the English national team, so they fucking despise him. And he's the captain of England and he's done nothing. And he's the captain of Manchester United, right? That's why it's so big, because he, at the moment, is...
Sucks.
Yeah, he just sucks. And it's... so.
All the English media are all over him,
yeah,
no matter what he does.
And he was there with Ryan Giggs and Darren Fletcher, right? But you don't see anything with them. All you see is Rooney, because he's the main dude in England.
He's and the that face is of Manchester United.
Yeah.
He's like the John Cena of United.
He's the face that failed the place?
He's a lot more famous. Like, I would say he's bigger than John Cena.
His ears are.
Oh, yeah, he looks like Shrek. Yeah, Manchester United is bigger than...
That was a really shitty slap. Like, he...
Oh, yeah, like,
he
hit him,
he slapped him, but then he almost, like, stopped as he hit him. It was like... I was like,
can't see. Yeah, you have to describe what you just did because they can't see in the podcast.
You guys saw what I did. That's what matters.
You know.
You half slapped the air.
I half slapped the air.
Yeah. You don't know how to keep your pimp hand strong.
Gotta work that pimp hand.
I do have to raise one topic that I think is very, very...
Are we going off topic?
No. It's to do with this match. And it's the fact that there's this one guy, Cesaro. He's not connecting with the fans.
What?
He's not.
He's not.
What?
Hang on, wait. I'll take my VKM head off. That was the best pop of the night, I reckon. Cesaro's.
Yeah, that was an amazing match.
Because he's wicked. He's awesome.
He's...
You heard it here live, folks. Cesaro, he is wicked.
Push him.
Is that sort of thing? Is that a word?
Cliff.
Wicked? I haven't heard it in a while.
Since school?
Bring it back. I like
wicked.
It. Wicked.
That's fully wicked.
Oh, man, that's fully wicked. No, I haven't heard him.
Is that a thing?
Wicked and comebacks, yeah.
Did you guys say that?
You're place? Young, Ash. Not is really. That a thing? No.
Wow.
No.
That was a thing back in
it
the
It was 90s. A different time. It was a different time.
Yeah, that was a thing in the 90s.
In the Attitude Era. It was a thing.
Attitude Era, yeah.
Stone Cold said it all the time, too.
Oh, yeah, it was wicked.
Oh, yeah, it was wicked.
Give me some wicked beer.
Yeah.
Stone Cold just be backstage, but come here, you wicked son of a bitch.
I remember. Kumbaya. I love it.
Kumbaya.
And then hit Vince.
I have got some guitars. We'll get them out later. We'll sing a bit of Kumbaya.
I'm just glad Cesaro won that match, actually, to be honest. Yeah. So I'd like him to go forward, but he's facing off against Reigns next.
Yeah.
I think he beats Reigns.
No. I hope that's he does. Reigns, can you imagine that?
He won't.
That's why Reigns joins the Authority. Because he's like, well, shit, now I can't get in. So then, Survivor Series is the final. It's Owens and Cesaro for the title, right? Reigns comes in, Triple H makes it a triple threat, Reigns wins the title, and he joins the Authority. That'd be sick. No one would see that coming.
No one would see that coming.
No one would see that comeback.
No one would see that comeback.
I'd like to see Cesaro win, but I just think he won't.
It's just me. I really want Cena to be back now, just so he can grab that title. As long as it's away from Reigns. That's how bad I want...
That's the problem is the fact that.
But then next Orton's time Cena
injured,
has it.
Cena's injured, Rollins is injured.
Next time Cena has the title, 16 times.
Mm.
But you know, it's kind of good that Seth's injured. It's bad, but it's good. It sucks that he's injured, but it's good that the title's now vacated because now, guess what? All these other guys have to step up.
They do. And that's the only thing I didn't like about the fact that they've only got the one guy to fall back on unless Brock Lesnar makes a return.
No, they can't afford him.
They can't afford him, exactly.
No, not...
They can't put it on anyone else.
You just mentioned, like, everyone's either injured or away.
Exactly.
You know who the best would be? New Day. Just New Day. Just the champion. New Day. Yeah. And that they were all three champions, and they just...
I'm disappointed when they weren't in the tournament.
Yeah, exactly. But how about when they fight all three of them together as one person, as the...
Because they trick the ref. They're like, no, we won.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
They just argue the way and the ref's like, oh, okay, ring the bell.
Yeah, there's all three. Imagine the promos, man. Like, and that's how you keep the title on because they play 3-on-1 every time because they're one team.
It's like, no, we won.
Yeah.
Like Spirit Squad when they were the tag team champions.
Yeah, See, I would love that. New Day as world champion would be fucking awesome.
That would be pretty awesome.
Imagine coming out with tag team titles. Woods got the world title. That would be sick.
Yeah.
You're tag champions and you're world champion.
Don't you dare be sour.
Like, come on.
I like how Big E fucks it at the end of his beginning intro. He's like, ah!
Does it every time?
Every time. It's hilarious. I think he does it for a reason now. The next match, continuing on with Raw, is the Raw debut for Tyler Breeze. His actual match in-ring debut. It was a good match, I thought. It wasn't too bad. What do you think, Ash?
I thought it was pretty good, but Summer Rae just annoys the fuck out of me, so just, every time I see her, it just annoys me. And I've been watching like some NXT, and I just feel like Tyler Breeze just isn't doing as well on Raw. I just think the whole Summer thing, I don't like it.
You think she's holding him back?
Yeah.
Yeah. A lot of us feel that way.
She holds a lot of things back, to be honest. I wish she should hold
she's
more
stopping
back.
She's stopping the comeback.
Oh, shit.
That doesn't even make sense, but it works.
Yeah, no, I didn't want to say it. That's all right.
I actually think at the end of the match...
She ruined Rusev, she ruined Dolph, now she's going to ruin Tyler Breeze. She also ruined Fandango.
Fandango.
Fandoodle. You mean the guy who beat Jericho for the title? for the bloody...
No, WrestleMania
his WrestleMania.
Jericho job to him?
Yeah.
Wow. Jericho was so pissed, but Vince even knew he fucked up, so he gave him the same amount of money that he wrestled previously to CM Punk at WrestleMania.
Mm.
So Jericho was like, oh, it's not too bad then.
His finisher was cool too, that leg drop that he did from top rope.
Yeah.
Is he still around?
He came out. Yeah, he did the pre-show Superstars. He got the massive.
The pre-show at Superstars. Wow.
You know, he did Superstars before Raw. Got a massive pop and ovation from the crowd. They're all doing his da 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 da. Yeah, that one.
How far has Johnny Curtis fallen?
That dude sucks. How's he still have a job?
Who's Johnny Curtis?
Fandango.
I thought his name was just Fandango. It's one name.
He was Johnny
it's still
Curtis.
Real to him, damn it!
It was Johnny Curtis for like about a month and he'd be backstage pouring milk on his body. Then he decided to be Fandango. It was terrible.
Yeah, Johnny Curtis and Maxine in the like season 2 of NXT. When they first brought NXT in, he was Johnny Curtis. Because that was when Derek Bateman was at EC3.
That was a terrible time.
It was. It was horrible when they had to do the obstacle courses and shit. Fucking
games.
Oh,
these
the
run
games
around the ring.
Yeah.
But yeah, I actually think Ambrose may have slightly dislocated his shoulder at the end of that match. Because
yeah,
as you see him lifting
like
up, it looked like he just dislocated and it came out but then went back in.
That's his bad shoulder gimmick.
Yeah.
He just pretends he's got a bad shoulder.
I don't know, it looked freaky. It looked weird. Anyways, he won.
We gotta review the footage after.
He won. And no interference from Ziggler either, so that's interesting. I don't know where there's a rivalry is going to go.
To the toilet!
Yeah,
pre-show, Survivor Series.
Speaking of people that we were talking about before, The New Day, they come out and have a...
They're always fantastic.
They are always
hilarious.
Fantastic. You stole my lines.
unicorn horns for Rollins.
Yeah, they put the unicorn horns up for Rollins and everyone in the crowd
did the
unicorn.
I liked how they said they were doing it for their captain.
Yeah.
Their fallen comrade.
Mm-hmm.
It was great.
The thing I love about New Day is the fact that when they first come out, everybody was just laughing at them. They weren't that funny. Mm. But then it caught on. Soon as they did the unicorn thing, people were like, what the hell is this shit? Retarded. Now everyone is doing it in the crowd. I think anything they do, that it's like they've got the Midas touch. They turn it into gold.
You know what helps? That bloody channel on YouTube.
Up, down.
That helps so much because he's hilarious on that as well. Like,
I
that,
think...
Haven't they made a shirt now?
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that shirt.
Yeah,
I like that
shirt. I also think they're showing people the... interviews backstage on WWE.com. They're putting that on YouTube.
They have a thing.
Everyone's
dude,
loving it.
They are
always
amazing.
Getting like, you know, a couple minutes. What about that 40-minute interview? That was like the best thing I've seen in a long time.
Put the
40 minutes.
The box.
There was a 40-minute interview backstage where they just hijacked the interview and just kept recording, and they did their own interview for 40 minutes.
Yeah, it was amazing.
It was the coolest thing I've ever seen.
I need to.
You
see
watch
this.
All their stuff, all the backstage stuff, even when they make Rich put the box on his head.
Yeah, it was the coolest.
I love
thing.
Their stuff,
and they make him pray.
Aiden.
They can have their own channel. Yeah. They can have their own network channel. It's just amazing.
Soon, Up Up Down Down will be on the network.
You reckon?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because the shirts are already on the.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Then he's not doing them through Pro Wrestling Tees. He's doing them through.
And that's
the
how you get famous on YouTube, Zack Ryder.
Oh,
burn.
And that's also why everyone loves Corey Graves, because of Culture Shock.
Yeah,
yeah.
Because he goes around. Because you get to see him in a different way, and that's why everyone says he's the best commentator they have.
Yeah, he's pretty,
and same
he's
as
pretty cool.
Renee's the exact same with all her interviews and all that. That's why they want. Renee on the main roster.
Mm.
Speaking
of good shows on the network, Breaking Ground, hello.
Oh, that's amazing.
Really good.
That is really, really good. And seeing the insights, I still can't believe fucking ZZ
I feel,
got signed up.
Can we talk Breaking Bad, Breaking Ground?
After?
After Raw?
Yeah, we can, because we're nearly done.
I think we should...
We're going off tangent again.
I think that'd be a good little segue. As soon as we finish Raw, we go into it.
Yeah. The New Day versus Neville and the Usos. Plenty of spots, a good filler before the... main event, if you will, wasn't... That's the main event match, but the
Who won the match?
It would be The New Day.
It was a good match, though.
Mm.
Yeah, definitely. One of the best, I reckon.
I felt like clapping.
Is that your 3 years? Is that your approval clap?
Yep. Three.
There you go. She does not want
she's
to clap.
Like, she's like... What the fuck is this? I came all the way.
I came all the way from north of the river to hear this shit.
To see these motherfuckers clap. What is this?
Hey, we aim to please.
Shut up. This is not the Chow Show. This is the Box and the Bow.
If we want to clap, we would fucking clap. Y'all can sit there and watch.
Let's talk the promo.
The promo. I'm going to palm that off to whoever wants to because...
Let's go with the Chow.
The Chow.
Talk about that epic Bray Wyatt promo.
At the end.
I love Bray.
How good is he right now?
He's awesome, but it's whether or not he's going to go through with it. You know, like, he has to win, man. How many times can he say he's going to eat someone's bloody soul and then lose? And then just start again?
He's all talk.
All talk, man.
Everyone has put him back in his place.
Which shouldn't be like that, because that faction should be...
dominant?
It should be amazing. I'm not, like ministry-esque.
Yeah.
You know, like, that's what they should be.
You know what annoys me? You saw 2 weeks ago they took out The Undertaker. They took out Kane. They're looking very dominant. What do we see tonight?
They came back with all their powers and...
They came back and it's absolutely... made the White family job in a couple of minutes. It was 4-on-2. I mean, where's the build-up for the Survivor Series match? That's terrible.
It's gone.
They just killed all hope the White family looked like they were going to win.
You know what they should have done? After the brothers sat up and they double chokeslammed, Bray should have sat up and laughed at him. And then the White
family... And then disappeared?
Yeah, oh, that would have been sick.
He should have, yeah.
If he just sat up and looked at him and laughed, and then...
And the lights went, rah!
And then
he's out of the ring.
They come back.
All the White family disappeared.
Yeah, and it's just Taker Kane.
Taker Kane looking... That would have been a better ending.
Yeah, that's what I mean. That would have been sick. Because that way you keep it like, oh, hold on.
They're like, oh, shit.
Maybe he did suck some of their powers out because he's just as strong as they are.
And then it's like, where's all the White family? They're all missing?
Yeah.
That would be sick. We thought they were taken out. Oh, yeah, that would... That's better storytelling.
Exactly. And then at Survivor Series, you don't eliminate any of the Whites. And you have Kane and Taker jobs on. You haven't beat them.
Like 4-2.
4-2. And they... Because realistically... Elimination. It, 4 should always be 2.
Yeah, yeah.
Right?
Four, and if, I believe 4 is greater than 2.
Exactly. And then if you want to make them look as strong as what you haven't... They don't get eliminated.
Yeah.
And if you really want a fucking strong man, pins them both.
Bloody strong man.
Bray goes, here you go. And then strong man just puts his foot on Taker and just pins him.
You know, even better, have Kane laying on the ground and put Taker's body on top of him.
And then
put his foot on top of his
pin back. Pin them both, and then they don't come back into the Rumble.
And everyone's just like, just shocked.
Yeah. That would be sick. And then you push Wyatt all the way up.
Oh, and then you could have like Bray Wyatt have his own minions and have them come out and collect the bodies and just like roll them into caskets.
And you just build... the Wyatts, and then you crucify...
You just get them to be the new Undertaker family.
I have a feeling that you took a brainstorm on this shit all night.
Yeah.
We can just keep booking at WrestleMania.
What I want to know is, what did you think about the program?
Yeah, I was like, can I get in here?
Yeah. Yeah. Yo, yeah, you're going to be next. It's just, right. Sometimes this happens, and you just got to watch.
That's okay. Yeah, enjoy. No, Bray's promos are always... Yeah, I reckon he does... He's probably the best guy at promos, or one of, at the moment, I'd say. And, and I thought the promos, like, how intense and really good. But then, like, I loved that the brothers came out. Brothers of Destruction, blah, blah, blah. But I felt like he did such an intense promo and then they beat him all. So I didn't really like...
It's a bit up.
Yeah.
Mm. Made Bray look weak.
Yeah.
It was a good pop just seeing them both.
Oh, it was so good to see them.
But, and it was like, if you didn't mark out, there was something wrong with you, as I put on the page. Mm. But
Taker looked good, man. He looks tough, man.
Fake tan like makes him look amazing.
I saw someone comment saying that he looks...
See, I look like a Bronx
Undertaker
cop.
Looks like Hulk Hogan with the hairline. I was like, what? No. Really?
No.
What an idiot.
That person was high.
That person was me. No. So, yeah, Raw, I'd give it a rating out of 10. I'd give it a 7.
What about out of 100?
Solid 7. Out of 170.
Ooh, what about
out of a billion?
Out of a billion? 700 million?
What about out of a billion?
Oh my god.
There is no billion, really. Shut up.
Isn't a billion a billion?
It's a trillion. I don't know.
Or is that 100 billion?
It doesn't matter. It's a 70% mark.
Why did you say that then? Why are you yelling at me?
What would you give?
You're asking a question. Damn, man.
Chow, what would you give Raw out of 5?
500 or 500?
Out of 5, just out of 5.
Why are we going 5s now?
I just want to try 5.
3.
I don't need 3, I need 5.
What about you, Ash?
Out of 5 or 10, I don't know.
Out of 5. You get to make it your own now.
Out of 5.
She gets a different one. Out of 17. You can
get some more points in there too.
Yeah. Out of 17.
Shut up. Out of 5, if I do a decimal, 2.7.
Ooh, what, there was no
Cena and there was no Nikki, so.
Oh!
2.7, and you yell at me saying 17.
It's like a little bit.
You said 2.7!
No, because it was like a little bit better than average.
It's
but
funny though, because the ratings came in and it was a 2.1.
Oh, wow.
How does that work? Is that downloaded or is that
I think that's off the Nielsen ratings, isn't it?
Yeah, people watch live.
How many watch live?
That's pretty bad.
Yeah, and then they switch to the off. To the football.
A lot of people DVRing, a lot of people watch it online.
So yeah, that was Raw in a nutshell.
Let's talk Breaking Ground.
Yes, let's talk
Breaking Ground. How good is Breaking Ground? I love it.
Mm. At first I was skeptical because I thought that when I watched the first episode I was like, oh, is this going to be another Tough Enough mix with a reality show? But it actually surprised me.
It's so good.
It is really, really good. I love seeing the inside.
It's way better than Tough Enough.
Mm.
Oh, for sure.
What did you guys think of Jordan's comments to Tyler Breeze?
That guy's a dick.
A lot of people are hating on Jordan now.
A lot of people wear amateur Jordans. Like, they wear
amateur wrestling boots.
Yeah.
That was the issue.
Sasha wears them.
I know.
And so does, like, a lot of Cena wears them. Cena wears
wrestling
pumps,
shoes.
Man. They all, they're sneakers.
But
they don't look like it because they put kick pads on them.
But I think that was just placed on the show.
Do you think that's just I feel like some of it's a little bit scripted.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would be.
Like
I
a
think.
Little bit.
Because you see them in a few minutes later, they're at the San Antonio and or like they're talking and chatting away and they're fine. Mm. But there's no hostility there.
What about that drunk guy with Corbin spilling his drink all over and Corbin just looking at him like,
oh, yeah.
I'm like, oh man, Corbin's gonna fuck you
the
up, man.
The security guard came in at the very
second. Yeah, and I'm like, Corbin, because he's huge. He's 6'8", man.
Yeah.
He's God damn, that's huge.
Yeah, and he's an asshole, so you know he's gonna cheat.
The funny thing is, last week, Corbin refused to set up the ring, and everyone was like, oh, he's been a dick. And I was like, no, I bet you that was for the TV show.
Because then this week they go,
what happened? Did you see in this TV episode? What was he doing? He was setting up the ring. So I think they take little parts and they just turn it up a bit. They're like, Corbin, you're an arsehole in real life. How about we're going to let you sit this one out and you're not going to set the ring up? He would have been like, awesome. Now act like a dick. Okay. I reckon that's pretty much how they do.
What do you like about the show, Ash?
Well, I've obviously like kind of started watching NXT not too long ago. So I like seeing, you know, inside of it and that. I want to see more Emma though, because I really liked Emma, so you know, and
that touches my heartstrings.
Yeah, and then obviously Billy Kay and
Paige.
Yeah, so
you like my idea of the three girl
dancing.
Is it bloody Shazza?
Shazza.
How Aussie is that? That's
Shazza.
But she's a Kiwi, isn't she?
Yeah, lives in Australia.
Shazza. I was like, has to be Australian.
Yeah, in the Americas are like, I think her name is Shazza.
Like it's a normal name.
I can't even say it.
Married to Bazza.
And here it's the most bogan name ever.
Fucking
Shazza.
We're
going to Shazza's place.
Making her way to the ring. Shazza.
With a tinny in one hand and a baby in the other. And a fag in the other.
Yes. She got a ciggy. She's a ciggy butt brain.
Okay.
I do like that show.
Brain.
And when they were laughing about the Alamo?
Yeah.
He's like, I reckon it's this. No, but you know what? Let's go find out what actually happened. Let's go in there.
Yeah. Corbin does seem like a badass. So, you know, he's a pretty cool dude.
Mm.
I've been a fan of him from the beginning. Ever since I first started watching NXT and I saw him, I was like, this is a good guy. I'll follow him. And then I made that picture for him, tweeted to him, and he favored it. And he's like, dude, thanks, I'm using this. And I was like, fuck yeah. True story.
Was that when you trolled the whole internet?
No, this is just when I made a fun picture of him years ago, like probably a year ago, year and a half. When
I like
first started. Yeah, it was a good picture and he liked it.
I like Apollo.
Apollo's pretty cool. It's good to see the inside of his family and stuff. I just love that you get to have actual emotion and feeling about these characters. Like, is character development, like, done right?
Mm, yeah.
Because now when these guys go up to the, you know, the main roster eventually, these are gonna be our guys.
Mm.
I know more about half these NXT guys than I do about the main roster.
Yeah.
Like Roman Reigns, I know absolutely jack shit about him.
And you don't care.
I don't care about him either.
Whereas Balor, because they did that whole thing on Balor.
Yeah.
And now, like, that's why I love Balor. You love where he's seen, where he's come from.
Same with Becky Lynch. Like, the fact, with all the backstory between Finn Balor and Becky Lynch is Fergal. Amazing. Like, he's, yeah, Fergal helped me out.
Fergal. And she cries the whole time.
If it wasn't for Fergal.
If it wasn't for Fergal.
I'd never be fighting for the women's wrestler. Hello. My name's Becky Lynch. Hello.
See, and she's done every job ever.
With Fergal.
Fergal. Yeah, see, that's what I love it. And yeah. That's when they finally go up, and once Balor wins the title, you'll be like, wow.
Yeah.
I know this from...
Like, you've beaten them on their journey. Same with, like, Sasha Banks and, like, the Bayley. It's just like, oh.
I think that's why everyone loves Sasha Banks.
Because we've seen the backstory to her.
Yeah.
As well. Like, there's character development, there's storytelling.
Mm.
Everything that WWE doesn't do.
And I love how Apollo... has the Apollo Nation, the fans.
Yeah, I know.
Shout out to Woody.
Yeah.
10 years he wrestled. Ooh-ah.
Apollo Nation now.
Yeah. And he's like,
he should start putting that on shirts.
Apollo Nation. Hell yeah, man.
Yeah.
Because
you've already got the Baylor Club.
Yeah, that's true.
That needs to be something.
That is something. I think it will grow.
Put that on a shirt.
Corbin and Rhino.
I think that will grow. I think main roster. I don't think they'll want to do it on NXT.
Oh, that would be sick.
Because I think NXT is too small. Like, they would just kill everyone already.
Imagine doing it like an alliance thing. But it's the Baylor Club, and they just take over and they just destroy everybody in the main room.
If the Baylor Club invades Raw, that would be the best thing. That would be an awesome entry to Finn coming in. Because, he'd come
who's
in as a
be
badass.
In the Baylor Club, though?
Well, you have Corbin Rhino, right, as the henchman. As a muscle, because Balor's the brains.
Yeah.
He just sits back and because he's not as big. And then you could put heaps of people in it, man.
Because, like,
could just
that'd be so good to bring Balor in, not as the demon, but as the arsehole. And just everyone be like, we want the body paint. And he's like, no, not giving to
it. You don't deserve
it. He just doesn't do all the fancy moves. And, like, that'd just be awesome.
I reckon he'd be a pretty good heel, actually. Yeah.
He was an awesome heel
in Japan with the Bullet Club.
Bullet Club is amazing.
And that's why, and then you do that, and then finally when he turns. Face
that would just
demon.
Be like everyone was like, oh my god,
and
like,
it was demon,
yeah.
That would be sick, yeah. You could hell yeah, you could do that, man.
You could, oh,
that would be sick. And then Balor Club just take over,
yeah.
And they take over everything, and you're either with them, but like the NWO, you're either with them or you're against them.
Because they just recruit everybody, that's some good booking.
So, Breaking Ground is a really good show,
basically. That's the premise of it.
I'm looking forward to next week.
I look forward
to
Breaking Ground more than Raw now,
yeah.
Is that bad?
No, I think Breaking Ground is that show.
I pretty much skipped most of Raw just so I could watch Breaking Ground. I'll be honest.
It's a good show. What were you going to say, Tyson?
Diane Brooke's cool.
Yeah, it's
really
good.
I like learning about her stuff.
It's good learning the backstory of her because everyone was all hating on her. Now it's like,
man,
did
you see that shit? Nia Jax dropped her, man.
Yeah.
That swinging
trunk. Those women have to do a lot to maintain their... How much they've got to maintain their looks? Like, far out. And they're going to bust their ass in the gym, then do all this pretty stuff.
They're just at the gym. They're always at the gym, always working, always doing something. It's insane.
Do you want to be a diva?
Oh, I'd love to be a diva.
Do you guys know who Dana Brooke's dating?
Yeah, Dolph Ziggler.
Yeah.
And then, I don't know, Cass and...
Sorry to ruin that for you.
Carmella, I think,
as
well. I didn't know that.
I didn't see that.
Do you know Murphy and Alexa are a thing?
She's hot, man.
Yeah, he's a lucky dude.
She's hot.
Isn't he the Aussie?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Buddy. You know, she does a 450.
Yes.
In the bedroom.
You wait for that to happen.
450
splash.
Naked.
For the title. Should beat Eva Marie because Eva Marie's going to be champion.
No. I don't think she will.
Hashtag
biggest,
we'll get to that.
Biggest heel in the company.
Guess what time it is?
It's
time.
Roxy Stryer's TV time.
There it is. I finally got the message. Time for the questions. If you guys haven't heard us before,
why
you
not?
Should know what this is, Ash.
And change your attitude.
Exactly.
Start listening.
We send out a status on our 434 Facebook page asking you to ask us any question that you want, and we'll do our best to answer it, and it could possibly feature it on the podcast. So these people that have asked us the questions, we'll get to hear their answers.
We're going to do the old rapid fire questions.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to spit them out. I want to hear your answers quickly. We're going to try and make it as quick as possible. We've got a lot to go through. I'm going to start with the chow, move on to Better Bella, and then I'll move on to the box.
Better Bella?
The Better Bella.
The Better Bella. Are we ready, guys?
Real Bella.
Are you ready?
So Jose Zahara wants to know, will Seth... With Seth out for the next...
Next.
Just read the question.
He is.
It's not worded properly.
Just say it's worded.
Okay. Since Seth is out, who will be the next major heel?
Owens.
Rains. I want to know why as well.
You said quickfire.
Yeah, this is quickfire. Okay. Quick.
Owens, because he's born to do it.
Born to be a heel.
He's perfect.
I like that.
He is perfect as a heel. He is the typical... He can be old school heel. He can be new school heel. He is 100% a heel.
Yeah, I agree. And I think he's just the best heel on the main roster at the moment now. So.
Sheamus. He's money in the bank.
Sheamus.
He will get a lot of people hating him.
He's so white. He's whiter than I am.
Okay.
And you call me really white.
Alex Guerrero sends in a question.
Guerrero.
Push one, fire one, keep one. Which now, one? He's given us New Day, Lucha Dragons, or Kid and Cesaro.
Keep New Day,
yep.
Oh, I really like Cesaro and Kid together, but...
Well, so you want to sack him or you want to push him?
You got fire one, keep
fire
one,
keep one, push one.
Yeah, I think one. Push them and then fire Lich Dragons.
Ooh.
But I do like them as well, it's hard.
I would have actually agreed, I would have said the exact same order.
Yeah.
Push New Day,
yep.
Even further,
put to the moon.
Put the title on them.
Yep. They have champions.
Keep Cesaro and Kid. And
fire Lucha.
Could not care about Sin Cara
at
all.
What are you, boss?
It is a hard one because I like the Lucha Dragons as well.
Mm.
And I reckon I would push them.
Ooh.
I would push the Lucha Dragons.
See, this is why you're always wrong. Always.
This is not going to make money. No,
see? That's why you don't book.
I'll let you finish. So you want to push Lucha Dragon?
Yeah, push Lucha Dragons for about 5 minutes and then go back to the New Day. No, because you give them their push and then they'll fuck it up and then, because it's Sin Cara, and then they'll get fired.
Cigar on the botch and then drop it down again.
Yeah, so they'll get fired and you push Kid and Cesaro and keep New Day.
That's a fair point. What about, good question from Frank Catterson says, how do you feel about Roman Reigns being the only singles wrestler on the current roster who hasn't faced Cena one-on-one yet? How do you feel, Chow?
I don't care.
What about you, Better Bella?
Doesn't really bother me. I don't really want to see Roman versus Cena.
Yeah.
It'd be pretty terrible.
You don't want to see Roman beat him?
No, because Cena would be carrying the match.
Cena never gives up.
Cena wouldn't tap out.
To be honest, that guy is a liar. Because Roman Reigns and Cena have already faced off together when Roman was in the Shield.
Well, one-on-one.
Okay.
One-on-one. Yep. They have already faced off
one-on-one.
Currently at the moment, then yeah, I don't know what happened.
Post-Shield,
really,
I think he means, yeah.
Post-Shield,
what type of match do they have?
There you go.
Just on Raw.
Yep.
They go with 3 minutes.
Who won?
No one cares. No, nobody won.
John Cena won.
The crowd certainly didn't win.
No one won.
The crowd lost.
Philly Saniel sends in a question. He goes, how does Seth Rollins compare to the other top heels in the WWE? Examples, Edge, Triple H, Ric Flair, etc. How do you guys compare him? What? Start with you, Box.
Because I'm the Seth Rollins guy.
How do you feel about your man? Your main man.
The main man, the future, the everything.
The guy with
I idolise him like you idolise Cena, so... Except I don't have a cardboard cutout.
That's on the way. It's in the mail.
It's coming.
He's got a shrine for all of
them. Yeah, and then there's no need.
He's just
gone.
He's just got his dick pic pointing like stuck in his wall.
Oh, no.
But he's got his face covered up, censoring it.
You had to go that far, didn't you? You had to go that far.
You love
you
him.
Dirty fuck.
He really loves him.
Compared to Edge... I reckon he's on par with Edge as heel at the moment because he hasn't had a longer enough run. Triple H and Flair are like the top heels.
So you think he's
heels.
Heading him directly?
He's heading past Edge, I reckon.
He'll get past
Edge.
One day.
And he may as go as the top tier of being the most hated man at one point, Triple H. He might get to that level if he's remaining a heel. His comeback, though, is going to be different because I reckon he'll come back as a face.
Yeah.
And then a heel. Shut up, Tyson!
You use it twice.
It's the word.
In one sentence.
It's the what? Word of the day. Comeback.
Come back.
You said it twice. I love it. Oh, okay. I love it.
Well, what about you, Better Bella?
Yeah, I agree, pretty much. I think he's going to get up there as one of the best heels.
Yeah. Aren't you sure?
Nah, man. He's not on par with
he's not Ed. Sting.
He's not on par with Edge or not Flair or...
Not yet.
Yeah, he'll get there.
No, because I think he'll be a face for the rest of his bloody career.
Yeah. He's better as a heel.
Danny Fernandez sends in a question. He wants to know, will there ever be a time where the Intercontinental title holder holds the IC title and the World Heavyweight title? Will we get to see that again? Ciao, please.
You're
Survivor Series.
This Survivor Series?
Yeah, Tony.
It's going to be Owens?
It's going to be Owens. Owens is champion.
It's a big call.
Owens is champion of the world.
If I put money on that and I lose, I'm coming after you. Because you called Sting to make an appearance and we all laughed at you and he showed up.
And he fucking did and he fought for the title. So y'all suck it.
What about you?
Except you, Ash. You went in.
You can call her by Ash.
Yeah,
you
know, stuff on Ash.
You can say Ash, Better
Ash Bella.
Tits McGee, Ash whatever. I'm sorry, I had to throw that in there at some point.
So Tits McGee...
It made a comeback.
Tits McGee, what do you think of the IC world title person? Will that be a thing?
I reckon it will be. They've done it with the United States, you know. I think it'll happen.
Within the next 2 years or less?
I think it would be cool if they did Kevin Owens.
Yeah, if there was a guy, I think it'd be Owens.
Yeah.
He could handle it.
Yeah, more. I reckon. I enjoyed the fact it's that month agreed. Long, Rollins had it. Yeah.
May as well. How good would the promos be?
Oh, who had it? It was Warrior, wasn't it? Warrior had both.
Yeah. I can't pronounce. Can't pronounce the next guy's name.
Try it.
Santosh.
No, it's.
Nithyanandandand.
Santosh.
We are sorry. We don't mean to offend. It's just your name is ridiculously long. We can't pronounce it.
Miffy and Santosh sends in the question, who should fight Owens next for the title? It's another Owens related question. Go with you, Chow. So let's say it's TLC. Who's he defending the IC title against?
Brock.
Realistic.
Oh man.
Realistic. It has to be Brock.
IC title he's defending it in TLC. I don't care what match. Let's say it's a ladder match for the IC title.
Zayn.
Zayn's coming back?
Easy. Sami Zayn.
I say Sami Zayn's coming back for Royal Rumble.
A ladder match with Kevin Owens. Oh, they say that for Mania. Imagine that, a ladder match. Yeah. That would be fucking awesome, man. Okay, so realistically, Cesaro.
Yep. Yeah, I was going to say that.
Cesaro wins. Dean. Owens goes up.
Dean fucking Ambrose.
Yeah, that'd be cool. It's got to be Dean or Cesaro. They're the only two I was looking for.
Santino Marella. I'm just throwing it out there.
We got another question for Christopher Lopez, regular question person.
Hello, Christopher.
He wants to know, how would you book Rollins return and why? So let's say he's coming back for SummerSlam.
Ash?
The second WrestleMania.
Yeah, you can start. I'll finish strong.
Yeah.
I'll finish Roman Reigns strong.
Yeah, we've got to make him look strong.
You finish him all.
How would you book his return? Would he be coming back as a face or a heel?
Well, I like him as a heel. So I'd like him to come back as a heel. And...
And ideally, who would be champion at the time?
I would like Ambrose, but yeah. I just feel like it's going to be Reigns. I don't want it to be, but I feel like that's what it's going to be.
That sounds pretty good. What about you, Chow?
Triple H.
Mm.
At SummerSlam.
Or, yeah, turn on because what I think happened is...
Because Triple H gave his title away?
Yeah, and then...
He's probably found a new guy by then.
Yeah, and you used to have Triple H talk shit about him.
Mm,
his entire time he's off. Then Ron Slimbank goes, what the fuck? You just
Pettigrew's
threw
Triple
me
H.
aside and then Pettigrew, and that sets up Triple H.
That'd be pretty good. I'll throw in my 2 cents. I like your angle. That'd be pretty good. But say Roman's a champion, or even Ambrose is a champion, but they're both fighting each other, then Seth comes back, interjects himself, that's my title, I'm taking it back. then you finally get your Shield Triple Threat.
Triple Threat, yeah.
At SummerSlam, which is arguably the second biggest pay-per-view, which would be pretty amazing. Because it would be in Brooklyn, the three-day weekend with obviously NXT and everything. That'd be amazing. What about you, Box? Let's go home strong.
Money in the Bank pay-per-view. Mystery opponent in a six-person Money in the Bank ladder match for the World Heavyweight title. There's five already announced. By the pay-per-view comes around, the sixth person's supposed to come out, but doesn't. Halfway through the match, enters Seth Rollins. Climbs up the ladder, bang, World Heavyweight Champion again. Best fucking pop I could think of.
That'd be pretty cool.
That would be what, everyone's just laid out?
Everyone's just laid out. And it's just the ladder? And it's just a ladder, and he just walks up, waltzes in, takes the title, thank you very much, kiss him.
kiss you goodbye.
Kiss you goodbye, and you know, thank you, mother, for kiss the rabbits, and away you go. And then he can feud with Hunter after that, because I like that theory. But yeah, I would.
I love that with Triple H.
I see, because I kind of resemble Trips to Rollins a little bit, and when he makes his comeback, when Triple H had his comeback.
Hashtag word of the night.
Hashtag word of the night.
He's doing it on purpose now.
I'm doing it on purpose.
He really is.
Do you remember when Trips was about to make his return? And
that comeback was huge.
And you'd see the video of him rehabbing, and then it was like, oh, you know, we've made him stronger, we've built him. Something like that for Rollins. Get it pre-amped, but don't spoil it. I mean, it's probably going, people are going to know around that sort of time, that's when he's going to return. But if he comes back earlier, the
Triple H thing, they knew he was coming back from what he did. Like, it was all organised.
Yeah, and people, but the pop was still freaking amazing.
Yeah, but imagine how big the pop will be if you don't say anything.
If you don't say anything, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, with the money in the bank.
What happens if it's a shit crowd?
You're not going to do it. You're not going to have a shit crowd. Philly.
Money in the Bank in Chicago. Go back to Chicago or go back to... what's another crowd?
Iowa. Brooklyn's a big one.
Brooklyn. Where's the Izod Center?
Anywhere in the Northwest.
Texas, big one. Anywhere outside of America is huge.
Northeast is all good.
Oh.
That's pretty good.
I would love to. Yeah.
At the Garden.
That'd be freaking awesome.
Go to the Garden.
We'll go with the last question. There's so many to choose from, but a lot of them are pretty good. The same. This one's from Sachin Palmer. He wants to know, when will Brock Lesnar be back and how do you book it?
I'll jump in first. You can have some.
Yeah, I'm just thinking.
Yeah.
Go with the Box.
I reckon he'll be back for Mania, that's for sure. You can't have a WrestleMania now without Brock Lesnar and his contract. I would probably presume that he would have to face Orton at Mania, I reckon. Because, I mean, the match is already coming on at the moment. You've got Cena and Taker. You've got... Oh, shit, who else have you got? Reigns versus Ambrose. All that sort of stuff. I reckon him versus Orton. Never happened. Or even Batista. That would be an awesome match. I think we spoke about that when Jezebel was here too. So
that would be pretty good.
What do you think, Ash?
He'll definitely be at WrestleMania. I think it'd be cool if he came out at Rumble though, Royal Rumble.
Yeah, return would make more sense because he's they've released his dates so he's returning and it's kind of looking like that.
Yeah.
How would you book him, Chow? Your man, your main man.
I think he cost someone the Rumble.
That would be good.
He just comes out.
Why has he never tried to come back for his title? He got screwed out of it, and he's kind of like, ugh.
Maybe.
Because the guy that screwed him out was Taker, so he had to finish that. And now that there's no one holding the title.
I'd like to... Oh, can you imagine him appearing at the title of Survivor Series? The title's just sitting there, he just comes out, grabs it, and is like, oh, it's mine.
He's like, I dare you to take it off me.
Yeah, who's going to stop me?
Yeah. No, I think
Then you get Roman Reigns. Oh, baby girl.
And you love that.
Brock just catches him in F5.
Are you going to get a tattoo that says baby girl on your arm? It's like, baby girl.
No.
Like yeah, no, I think he either wins the Rumble or he costs someone the win of the Rumble to set up Mania.
Yeah, we're pretty good.
Any theory, I reckon, with Brock in it will
just sounds awesome.
That'll put a lot of butts in seats.
That's it. Put it on a shirt. Thanks for the questions, guys.
We're up to another segment. Let's talk about what we had to talk about last week, actually, with myself, The Power, and Fall of Man. He had his chat about it. We're going to ask the Chow and the Better Bella on their favourite Undertaker match of all time. What we'll do first is play his American Badass theme song, and then we'll get straight into it.
As I lay me down to sleep, I pray my soul is mine to keep. And never step outside this bed.
So, Undertaker's best match. We'll start. Who wants to start?
Oh, okay.
You go first?
Yeah.
Okay, Ash, take it away.
So I know this one's being mentioned heaps on the podcast, but I loved the WrestleMania 28 with Steel Cage. Triple H. Shawn Michaels. That was really good. But I recently just watched one on the network, 2002. I love brutal matches. And it was Brock and him, Brock and Undertaker.
Hell in a Cell as well.
And he had the cast, and they had Paul Heyman, and stuff like Paul Heyman grabbing his arm, and they broke the cast.
The classic part where he grabbed him by the tie.
Yeah,
as well.
And it was near the end. I can't remember. Undertaker tried to put him in a move, and Brock just like a monster just threw him up on his shoulders, F5'd him, and won. It was really good.
It was a brutal match.
Isn't that one that was the match that Tim White...
He
retired, wasn't it?
Tim White got... That Hell in a Cell was Jericho Triple H.
Jericho Triple H WrestleMania, wasn't it?
Yeah.
That was Hell in a Cell, wasn't it?
No, it wasn't WrestleMania, but it was a Hell in a Cell match.
And he threw him through the that was awesome.
Yeah.
That was.
What's your favourite WrestleMania match? Thank you, Ash.
WrestleMania match?
Yeah, Undertaker match, sorry.
So many,
There's
over 25 years of matches.
My favourite, it's up there because I can't think of one, is Team WWF versus Team Alliance.
The Survivor Series 5 and 5?
Yeah, Brothers of Destruction.
2001, that's
the greatest team ever assembled versus the Alliance.
That was an epic team.
That was, just for the, what was on the line, the company was on the line, and you had the Brothers
for
of Destruction.
For the story, yeah.
Yeah. And it was just, the build-up was wicked. I loved the Alliance angle. And then the turn at the end was fantastic. So it's one of my favorites with the Undertaker in it. Just for everything about it.
Yeah, no, that's a good one. I've got so many matches, but I've got one that doesn't get enough praise. Was on Raw. The Undertaker defended the Undisputed Championship in a ladder match against Jeff Hardy.
Oh, that was good.
That was such an epic match. Big
match.
Evil. Yeah, Taker did a really good job. And at the end, Jeff Hardy was getting up and pretty battered and bruised, and Taker came back to the ring looking like he was about to kick his ass, but then he raised his hand. This was a really good match. So if anyone hasn't watched it, I recommend you watch Jeff Hardy versus the Undertaker ladder match for the title. Freaking amazing. For a match on Raw as well. Fucking so good.
This is SmackDown.
It was on Raw,
yeah.
What did I say?
I don't remember. Listen to the podcast later and you'll...
Yeah.
You got to catch up. You haven't heard any in a while, so...
I think the match was 2002 or 2003. So, yeah, definitely check it out, guys. Good match.
You know what the best match ever on Raw was?
Did it have a comeback?
Almost.
Almost.
It was Shelton and...
HBK?
Shawn Michaels.
Yeah, that was pretty
good. That one.
And Shelton switching Shawn... And then went for this massive leapfrog from the rope.
Yeah.
And Shawn's just kicked his head.
Do you know Shelton still gets asked about that? That was his highlight of his career.
That was the best match I've ever seen ever on Raw.
That was pretty awesome.
Well, that was Undertaker's favourite matches by you two, with a little bit of Shelton Benjamin love in there. So that was good. Thanks,
you know
guys.
What else saw another good thing?
No. Continue, please. If you've got some more, I'm sure everyone.
Let's go best comeback on Raw. Because I mean,
come back.
We've been using the word comeback a
fair
bit.
What is your best?
This episode is going to be called The Comeback.
The Comeback. It is The Comeback.
It is The Comeback. And The Going. Because you're leaving.
Yes.
You asshole.
Comeback is what?
I've already got my favourite comeback, but I'll save that. What's your favourite comeback?
Did yours sting this year?
Lord Tenta.
Sting. Brox, when he came back and just F5 Cena through his pants, it was amazing.
Do you have a comeback?
After you hit UFC, he came back. What is your comeback?
I can't think for Raw.
Say comeback.
You gotta say comeback in the sentence.
Cena's comeback.
Yeah! Cena was that the Rumble?
Well, when Brock came back and he F5'd him.
Yeah, there we go.
What about you, Brock? What about you, Box?
My favourite return. Sting, so many. No. I didn't really. Like, Sting was awesome, his return, but it wasn't. I think. I've already mentioned, I think Triple H's return from the first injury when he blew his knee out. That was awesome. But I think the one that resonates with me the most, the greatest comeback, it was not all the... It wasn't as soon as we first saw it, but it was the match. Hogan and The Rock at 18. That still gives me goosebumps watching that match as his first big match back, Hogan versus Rock, passing the torch. Best.
I changed my mind. I just remembered of my favourite one ever.
Yeah.
Which I did.
What's your favourite?
Was Legacy and Randy, right? And they taken out everyone.
Mm. Oh my God, I just remember what you're talking about, yeah.
They were just talking shit and all next minute, here comes the money! And he walks out and he just takes it off.
Here comes the money.
And then, no chance! And out comes Vince and then they go... And then look, and out comes Triple H, and he's pissed.
That
and then
crowd they come out, went nuts for that.
And they beat the piss out of Legacy. That was my favorite.
I've seen that recently. That was
the family comes back. Yeah, because after
Vince, Randy, Shane, and Triple H.
Yeah, because they RKO'd Stephanie, and then kissed her
while Triple H was handcuffed.
Yeah, and the handcuff, and then Triple H came back because all you saw was the limo and the door was open, and then
no one knew who it was. Yeah,
yeah, that was sick.
My favorite comeback was during the Alliance Attitude Era. Basically, everyone wanted Stone Cold to come back. They needed the old Stone Cold. And he was drinking at the bar and he was depressed. And then eventually he came back and he came back with a crowbar and was just beating the shit out of all the WCW, giving everyone a stunner. And
Well, speaking of Stone Cold, sorry to interrupt you there. We're talking about pops and, you know, comebacks and stuff like that. The biggest Stone Cold pop that I remember was that time where Mankind won the title when he come out and hit The Rock with a chair for Mankind to win. And the crowd go absolutely ballistic.
They go pretty wild.
And that was that DX, all that sort of shit. Sorry, it just popped in my head. That
was a big pop as well. I don't think it was the same pop, but that was a big moment in history.
Yeah.
Good moment for Mick Foley. Well done to Mick Foley.
I think we've got
WWE champion.
I think we've got a
That's when WCW failed, because they let everyone know.
That'll put a lot of butts in seats.
And everyone turned off WCW to watch WWF. How they fucked that up.
I think we got another segment, pal.
We do.
Another segment. We love segments and comebacks.
Segments.
It's time for the Pal's quick hits. Give it to us, pal.
We're going to drop some quick hits. There's a new match announced for Survivor Series.
Survivor Series.
Are you guys excited? Looks like the Wyatt family are going to be taking on Undertaker and Kane, but guess what, guys? It's just a regular tag match.
What?
2 versus 2.
That's stupid.
Wyatt hasn't revealed who his partner's going to be yet, but I think we can all imagine it's going to be the Strongman.
Oh, why are they doing this?
Why you do that to me?
Why do you do this?
Because basically what happened on SmackDown, Bray challenged the Undertaker and Kane to a tag match.
Fuck.
And the Wyatt family members were not revealed, and Undertaker accepted the challenge in the closing of the show.
That is ridiculous.
Yeah, that's a bit interesting.
Booking is so horrible.
Another quick hit. Obviously, The Rock's girlfriend is pregnant. Part-time star WWE The Rock announced on Instagram that he and his girlfriend will be expecting their first child together.
Jess was so upset.
That is going to be the luckiest
A lot child. Of people are now speculating that he may have a wrestling segment coming up because he's obviously taking some time off away from movies.
Triple H and The Rock.
So, yeah, he's doing Ballers at the moment, season 2. So we'll see.
Ballers.
Get your ballers.
That's it.
And you come back.
Also, another thing we noticed was the WWE edited the crowd reactions on Monday Night Raw.
They did?
They did with Roman Reigns.
Oh, funny.
Surprise, surprise. They noticed that during the segment where Triple H offered Roman Reigns the chance to join the Authority in the opening segment, they turned the volume down on the crowd because the crowd actually booed Roman. And when the segment aired on television, the WWE gave cheers instead because they wanted the segment to come off as a babyface segment to make Roman Reigns look strong.
What do you think of that, Ash?
Stupid.
They should let it be real, eh? The reaction should be real.
You just shake your head, just...
Nothing else to say.
Ah, pity the fool.
Yeah. And also, I mentioned this earlier, you would have noticed this during the match, during the Big Show's match, he looked a bit off. The Big Show is working with a blown out knee.
He's no Seth Rollins.
He's currently working with a blown out knee. Despite the injury, he's still worked a match against Roman Reigns on Raw, and he's a history of bad knee problems. So, but guess what? He's expected to continue working during this European tour. So well done to the Big Show.
Yeah, he's better than Rollins. Rollins just complained and my knee sore.
I hate you. Big Show did the same. I hate you. Stop talking.
He did the same thing.
And that is the quick hits.
That was the quick hits. Awesome. Now we have something else that was requested by the Chow.
Yeah, I got one question.
He's got one question. But
revelations.
The Chow's revelation. But he needs a theme song, he said. So we've been racking YouTube and music, and we found one that he's like, nah, you got to do it. So
it suits him well.
It suits him well. He looks like it too.
I'm going to take that.
Love it. I want to give it all to you.
Talk to me. Right on.
I'm right here for you.
It's the Chow, baby, and his revelations.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh.
And his revelations. What is this?
Give me some revelations.
Show me the way of life.
I just got one question.
One question?
Are you ready?
Yeah. I am always ready.
Sit. That was a question.
Are you serious?
Are you ready? No.
Oh, damn. Yeah.
Well, what you just want to hear about? You're already sexual.
Wait, all right. Would you rather be the
always
the...
be Batman?
Yeah.
Wait, what?
No, be whatever you can be.
That was sorry.
Always make a comeback.
And be Batman.
Would you want to be the longest reigning champion of all time? Or the most title champion.
So in other words, you want to be CM Punk or Ric Flair?
In the modern
era. No, do you want to be San Martino or do you want to be Ric Flair?
Well, yeah.
But in history.
In his oh yeah.
So right at this moment, in history.
I'd say longest reigning. Yeah.
Longest reigning.
I'd go most wins.
So you'd rather be like a 20-time world champ than a 5-year champion?
Yeah, because...
In today's history, yeah.
People get bored with me real quickly. Mm. You know? It's the truth, all right? So I come and go and win titles here and there, you know? So what?
It's a good question, but like a lot of people don't really talk about Bruno Sammartino and no one really cares anymore. Like,
no one really knows.
No, because no one really knows. And when he held the title for so long... How many matches was he really working?
I wasn't even born.
He was the champion for how many days? Like 8,000 some days or whatever? Because he barely wrestled. He only wrestled like Madison Square Garden.
Moolah was champion for 15 years.
I know, but they barely wrestled.
She did the same.
They barely wrestled.
I'm just saying.
So, I mean, you look at Ric Flair. Ric Flair's going to be known forever now because he's the 16-time world champion.
Woo!
We synced. I know, if it was today's era right now...
She's not a woo girl.
She's not. You're not a woo girl.
In today's era, yes, it'd be cool to be the longest reigning modern day champion. Mm. But like in 20 years time, no one's going to know who you are. I'd rather be the most title reigns.
Yeah.
You surpass Ric Flair, you're going to be the man. But guess who's going to surpass Ric Flair's title? Ash, tell me who it is.
John Cena.
I shake my head and pity the fool.
I'd rather be...
You guys would rather be John Cena, let's be honest.
I'd rather be Nikki Bella.
You'd rather get fucked by John Cena. She knows something about a bit of comeback. I mean, comeback? What? Too far.
too far.
This we podcast is MA.
We found the line. We found the line.
We went over.
And we went over and then we've come back now.
All right. It's time to make
sorry, Ash.
Let's come sorry. Back. Let's come back to the show because we're nearly finished. This is the last segment and then we can stop with the comeback.
The child's disgusting.
Well, what?
Blame me, motherfucker.
You want to get fucked by John Cena?
The truth.
No, I just meant because I have like boobs, and just play with them.
Our last segment of the show this week is what we do with our special guests every time we have one on. The truth about, and this time it's about the Better Bella. So, Ash, when did you first start watching wrestling? What was your first match? There's two questions.
Okay, it's kind of, I didn't really start watching it, but the first match I saw, I was at a friend's house and her older brothers had wrestling on, and it was Hell in a Cell and Undertaker was coming out. Ooh. So I actually saw that and I thought, oh, wow.
He's like, done a lot of Hell in a Cell.
Yeah, I thought, this is pretty cool. But we didn't really like sit and watch the whole match. And then probably 2008, 2009, my little brother started watching every weekend. On a Saturday, they'd have 1 hour highlights of Raw, and I think the Sunday was
Superstars or something.
SmackDown.
Yeah.
So we just started watching that every week, and then slowly it just became one day, and then it stopped. So I just started watching it online and stuff. But I think, yeah, when I started watching it properly, 2008, 2009, it was like Santino, and it was a bit stupid, like some of the stuff I remember watching. But then, yeah, I met.
Such a great era to start watching wrestling.
Yeah. So
you can get hooked in that era, you can watch
But
any
now,
era.
Like, having the network, I've gone back and watched Attitude Era, and it's wicked. Wicked.
Wicked.
There we go.
Yeah.
You bring it back. Good girl.
Wicked is making a comeback. Okay.
Hashtag.
What was the point that really hooked you into watching it again? Like,
John Cena.
Now, why John Cena?
Why John Cena?
Well, even before I watched it, I just always knew who he was.
It's not like a little girl crush or anything, is it just like you just love everything about him?
Yeah, I just.
You believe his intensity in the ring?
Yeah, and I just can't like. Everything he does outside the ring, like the make a wishes and stuff, like it just.
You'd just be like, this would be a good husband.
Yes. Or he doesn't want to get married and have kids, so he wouldn't be, but yeah.
I hope he's an asshole in real life.
He is.
I hope he's just the biggest asshole.
All right, well then the next question is, why Nikki Bella?
I just always liked the Bella Twins, and because when I started watching Bella Twins, Kelly,
there wasn't much to choose
from. No, there wasn't, McCool. Right?
You can and
Layla.
You can
yeah, but then... Just started liking her more, and then I actually met her at the airport, and I had a good conversation with her, and she was the nicest, like, out of all the wrestlers. Like, Cena was a dick. I tried to get a photo, and he did not want any photos with anyone 1 year, but I stopped Nikki, had a conversation with her, had photos with her, and she was so nice.
Did you have your Bella outfit on?
I had this one, and I had my Fearless Nikki shirt, and it just... been released, and it arrived the day before we went to see it live. So I was the only one with the shirt.
So it was meant to be.
It was meant to be. And she even commented on the shirt, and she was so nice to me. So I just love her ever since. Yeah.
It's pretty good when you meet your favourite and they turn out to be awesome.
Yeah,
that would suck if you'd favourite and he was just a dick.
What if Sting was an asshole?
He's not.
But that's what I said. Hypothetical, what if?
Then I would...
You'd cry?
Give him a scorpion death drop.
I would stomp Seth Rollins if he wasn't
nice
to me. I
would powerbomb that motherfucker into a turnbuckle.
I would F5 him through a Hell in a Cell.
Nice.
He's nice because he's a Christian.
Could you climb a Hell in a Cell?
Sorry, this segment's about me.
Oh! Well done.
Ash Lee rocks. Ash Lee rocks.
You asked me a question.
We did.
Fucking assholes.
I'm being a heel. It's okay.
Sucks. I won't finish that.
And this is why you're no longer on the show.
Oh, fine.
I'm just gonna.
Let's all talk about Ash. So Ash, what did you have for lunch today? Oh, now you don't answer the question. Wow.
No, avocado.
Wow. So you want to?
You were talking about you, but you won't answer my question. Wow.
Ash, what did you have for lunch today?
If you answer, woman. Don't fucking answer him.
Oh shit.
The truth about Ash.
I actually had brunch today. Didn't have lunch.
Oh.
Side
there.
There you go.
She's fancy.
She's brunch. It's very unlike McDonald's.
That's something Nikki would do.
Yeah.
It's very Nikki.
With orange juice and vodka.
No, not vodka.
So, if you love Nikki so much, that means that you'd be hell hardcore into Total Divas, yeah?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. How did the series end off?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Tell us about that.
Yeah. Yeah, Dolph Ziggler and Nikki Bella.
Is that legit or what?
Well, they did date.
Yeah.
She
dated everyone from what I've heard.
Yeah.
She's been around.
But obviously Total Divas.
Fucking Nicole.
It's obviously like a lot of it scripted, so.
Most Nicoles are pretty bad from what I've in real life, I've met.
Yeah, so I think the whole Dolph Ziggler thing is all scripted.
Does that look like it was going to be potentially a good storyline if that converted to wrestling?
Yeah.
But no.
I stole your girlfriend, now I steal your title.
Mm.
Would have been good.
And actually, that's when I said back then, when we first heard it, that it should have been...
We knew Ziggler...
Should have been Nikki turned heel to go with Ziggler.
Because we knew Cena was leaving.
Don't look at me, it's all about Ash. Stop looking at me. I'm not going to say it's Andy.
You can chime in.
Nope. Fuck you guys.
Well, I think that's it for the show, guys.
I'm over it.
I want to say thank you very much to the better Bella and Ash for being here tonight. I'm a big fan, so thank you. Also, thanks to the Chow, who's not going to say anything. He's just going to smile and wave.
What's happening next week's episode?
Next week's episode.
Who's on the show?
The Chow's going to be on the episode.
The Chow.
Nice. Are you Ash?
It'll be about you.
I've got a question, boss.
Yeah, you got a question?
Do you think I can make an appearance next week?
He was back in!
Oh! Is that
I knew it wasn't me! It was you, Yotong! I fucking knew it! It was me!
Alright.
Yes, I'm so awesome.
We might have, we may end up having
a bit of room for
the
one
Chow
more.
And the Pow back together again.
Had a bit of fun tonight.
Yes, it's tight. Let's be honest, the Chow brings the excitement. Just as long as he fucking buys dinner for us.
Yeah, I'll fine. What do you want then?
Fish and chips.
No, it's expensive. Big
that was fuck. Good. That was, don't let me hang it.
Yeah, okay.
Fine. With dim sims or what?
No, dim sims. Yeah, it's too expensive.
No. They're like $1.
How about we get them from like a cheaper place? I'll buy dinner, just the cheapest dinner.
I think this is a conversation we have after the podcast.
I think this is a conversation we should have after the podcast.
I love dim sims, man.
Dim sims are good.
But let's go with matches for people I want them to check out. It's Undertaker versus Jeff Hardy. Mm-hmm. On Raw. Undisputed Championship ladder match.
And Shelton versus Sean.
Mm. Oh, and if you guys haven't...
So Ash, make sure you watch those matches because we guarantee you haven't seen them.
Yep. And Tyson and I are pretty contingent on this one, but if you have not seen Shane McMahon versus Kurt Angle at 2001 King of the Ring, do yourself a favour. Go watch some real wrestling.
On the network for just...
$9.99.
Why'd you point at me?
No,
I just want everyone to say.
I don't pay for it. I use my brother's account.
Yeah, I don't pay for it either. I'm sure someone here pays for it.
My mum pays for it.
Oh, see? That's perfect.
And that means it's time to go, guys. Thank you very much again. And we'll see you next week for episode 10 for the pre-Survivor Series
special
show.
Guest, the Pal.
And the Chow with RMX. See you, guys.
Bye. Say bye,
Bye.